FM 90.3, Tyrion with Gabriel with the tune Light It Up. Before that, You Are by Jason Castro. And Laura Story has a brand new single out that's Hello Unknown. Good Thursday morning at 7:20. You're hanging out today with Annie and Mindy. I'll do the weather. You just gave me the point. I'm sorry. Mostly cloudy today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 86. Do take care, though, because those summer showers could have some gusty winds and heavy rains. Tonight, showers, maybe a thunderstorm again, low down to 69. Partly sunny Friday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, 86 for your high. And the weekend so far is looking mostly sunny Saturday, 84. Same for Sunday, 84 degrees as well. Currently, we're sitting at a rain shower and 74.
Hey, thanks for believing in the ministry of WJTL. Thanks for supporting it, too. We want to thank these business listeners for doing the same. The dental office of Dr. Casey Williams, located at 210 Forge Road in Boiling Springs, PA. Their dental professionals providing cosmetic and restorative dentistry for the whole family, 717-258-3858. Thanks also to Goods Mulch, a family-owned and operated business providing bark mulches, topsoils, and more to homeowners in the Lancaster area via pickup or delivery, goodsmulch.com, 717-687-7565. It's your financial support that keeps us on the air and helps us to be a light in the community. We invite you to join us today. Send your donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545, or you can do it online, WJTL.com.
And joining us live in the studios here this morning is our new friend, Dr. Eric Bierker from the College Transition Group. Had a great time talking with him on air and off air. And I got your information sheet, Eric, yesterday from our friend Stacy Gagne, who you know, who's our office manager. And I saw these two things you had written at the bottom. Inspiration precedes imagination, and imagination precedes information. Can you break it down for us, Eric? What does that mean to you, and what does that look like when transitioning from college or from high school to college?
Okay, inspiration is what we call in the business and in my field. It's the spark. Like, what makes that student come alive? Mm-hmm. Like, when they're doing it, time kind of disappears. And we're willing to put time into something, and it can be really, really hard, but the payoff's super, super strong. So kids need to be exposed to different things. If they think they have an interest in an area, it's very, very important to get in front of that area or be with someone who's in that. Like, for example, somebody was really interested in radio. Having them come out and hang out with you guys for a morning would be a pretty good thing to do, right?
We love when we have shadows out here, yes.
So they have to find their spark, because once you have a spark, it's like a fire. It starts small and it gets bigger. And then the second thing is imagination. So we have to have the spark. We have to see somebody or have an experience that shows us something. Imagination is then seeing ourselves in that role. You know, like if somebody wants to be a rock star, I'm in front of hundreds of people, thousands of people. I'm playing my songs. People are into it. I write a book. It's like I'm on Oprah or whatever. I don't know if she has a show anymore. But so we have to see ourselves in that role. And it has to be somewhat, you know, like it has to be a big ask of ourselves. We have to, like, aim big. But it doesn't mean that – I got a friend who's a filmmaker out in California, and he's from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And for him to become a filmmaker, he paid his dues in central Pennsylvania for a lot of years, and he really learned the craft of filmmaking. And he went about as far as you can – being central Pennsylvania based to be a filmmaker, and then he moved out to California. But he suffered for his art. Like, when he went out to California, he broke his arm. He didn't have health insurance. He was skateboarding. He had to walk around with a broken arm for however long that took to heal.
He was paying his dues.
Like, he had to eat Subway every day when he used to have a $5 foot long. That was his one meal every day. And, you know, a lot of times people have this idea that if we have a passion or if we have a spark, it's going to be easy. I think one of the things we always try to kind of share with kids is struggle is part of the process. You know, if you really, really love something, you're going to be willing to sacrifice for it. Like, again, like writing a book, like I've always wanted to write a book.
Then doing it, you realize
it's
what
hard.
It takes.
It was so much harder than I thought.
Yeah.
And my doctor, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why did I take this on? Like driving down to Philly after work, winding up in Philadelphia, driving back at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, getting back home. You know, I would often have to sleep at a rest area because I was so tired.
Because in people's heads, they think it's overnight, like the overnights, and they don't realize all the groundwork that has to be laid.
Like Kobe Bryant from Lower Merion played for the Lakers. You know, he's a local guy that I played in the same league that he played in. I was just before him. You know, he studied Michael Jordan. He studied every move that Michael Jordan made. He copied Michael Jordan, like all the moves. But he played hundreds and hundreds of hours of basketball. The last thing, inspiration is first, imagination is second. The third thing is information, which is another way of saying knowledge. Information is probably a very generic description. Knowledge is a little bit more discreet, and after knowledge is wisdom. So it's information, knowledge, and wisdom. Knowledge is kind of understanding the ins and outs of a specific field. All right, so really getting the language right, getting the experience right, and then wisdom is knowing how to use it. All right. So
that's a toolbox unpacked right there.
That was quick and amazing.
Well, T.S. Eliot said, where's the it was something like, where's the wisdom and knowledge? Where's the knowledge and information? Information is very, very broad. Knowledge is more discreet and more disciplined. And then the last thing of wisdom is knowing how to use this.
So
knowledge.
It's like making it applicable. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Like, what does it look like on the ground? And let me be very clear. I don't believe every student should go to college. If a student's spark is like, for example, my transmission in my car is having a problem right now. I can counsel my car until I'm blue in the face, and it's not going to run. It's not going to make my car any better. Okay,
no.
So my car is not a living human being.
But that person that went to tech school for auto care.
I was hanging out with a friend of mine who I used to teach with, and both his kids have gotten in technical careers, and they went to college. They're both really, really smart kids. Mm-hmm. One kid owns his own electrical company right now because he did an apprenticeship in high school. The blue-collar trades are super hot right now, kids. If you
are
hands-on.
They're so needed.
And you don't necessarily get turned on by the academic model. You still have to know it. But, you know, do something that's going to be more hands-on that you get to think on your feet. But after this is over, I have to go down and see my my friend's son who works at a garage in Columbia. Because I was supposed to go out of town today, but I'm not going to go out of town because my axle has an unusual back and forth to it that doesn't appear like it'd be safe to drive.
So we need someone to fix that.
So that's really, really important. But if a student's career requires college, like you want to be a doctor, you want to be a teacher, you want to be an accountant, you want to be a physical therapist, then it's very, very important if that's the career that you want, that you be successful in that. But don't feel like, and this is so important, I have to just mention this again, you don't have to go to a four-year college to be successful, but you do have to have job skills. The world generally will not give you money for doing nothing. People like their money. Business owners like their money. Yeah. Government institutions like their money. You have to be able to do something in exchange for that money that winds up being more money and solving a problem.
Well, Dr. Eric Beaker, thank you for coming in. If folks want to get a hold of you, can they stop by your website and get some information from you there?
There's a web. On the website, there is an email, info@collegetransitiongroup.com. I'll let people know I'm in a consulting mode. This is the third phase of my career. I'm not looking to, like, what's really great about where I'm at right now, I have a lot of peace about this. If people find my helpfulness useful, I'm certainly available. And I'll try to be receptive, but I'm not looking to recreate my career. I loved what I did as a school counselor, and if I wanted to work full time, I would have stayed there and continued to do what I do. So I'm looking to consult individual consultation, college and career, post-secondary planning, some small group stuff, perhaps if the interest is there. Talking, speaking, writing, sure. All those things are fine. I love that stuff. That's not work to me. This is enjoyment.
Well, we could talk to you all day. We got some tunes to play. Again, your book, On the Edge, we're going to give away a copy today, Annie and I. And then can we hang on to a copy, Eric, for us to read here?
Sure.
All right.
And a quiz will be forthcoming.
Sounds good. If you want information, collegetransitiongroup.com. Eric, thank you for stopping by
today.
Hey,
we appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
And let's get back to the tunes. This is Chris Tomlin with a couple friends. This is God Who Listens right here on WJTL. God made the winners and